we continue to cover these message series, tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am not powerless. And you have to, God, I wonder why God gives us message series the way he do. Because I believe God is building your faith and God is building your resolve and God is building your information toward him and revelation that he's revealing himself to you when God begins to give us these message series after time after time. We just came out of one message series called Divine Deposit. What a series it was. Then the other one's called Cast Your Net. And then it was another one called Opportunities. And now God has given us this series called I Am Not Powerless. Why? He will show up. You know, it's one thing I like living about in the home when you get ready to cut your lights on. And all I got to do, I don't even got to worry. When I cut the lights on, I know the lights will show up. Why? Because I paid the bill. And I went, how did I pay the bill? Oh, my God, with my sacrifice and my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you pay your bill, glory to God. What do you mean, preacher? When you give God some praise and when you give God some worship, how you are putting a down payment on things in your life. You're putting on a down payment on something you cannot afford for something you cannot afford. When you are giving God praise and giving God glory and looking and telling God he is your all, you're telling God I'm putting a down payment on something that I cannot afford for something that I cannot afford. He will show up. He will show up. I ain't talking to you right now, Siri. He will show up. But all I have to do is seek after. There's a popular song that we sing in today's contemporary church. It is, I'm chasing after you. And the reason why we sing it, I'm chasing after you, because it says, Lord, I'm running. I'm coming after you. I'm searching you out. I'm seeking after you. And I believe chasing God, there is power. Oh, my God, I believe chasing God, there is power. But in order for us to not be powerless, you and I have to seek after it. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, we have to seek after it. Last week, as we continue to uncover these messages, the series that God has been downloading to us, that I am not powerless, these is for people who are not going to sit still. The reason why God wants to tell you you're not powerless and he wants you to seek after it, for this, what God has for you, is for people who's not going to sit still, who's not going to sit idly by and let things pass along the wayside. These message series and what God is telling you is not for people who just want to get along, just to be along, just to get along. These messages that God has been giving you and encouraging you that you are not powerless is to show you that you have position and you have posture. You have position and you have power. How do I know that I have position? Well, the Bible lets me know that Jesus makes intercession for me with groaning. Jesus makes intercession for me. That means I have power. I cannot hear it, but the Bible says he continually maketh intercession for me. That means I have power. You ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, you may can't see it, but if you turn the switch on, hallelujah, glory to God, you'll find out that he's all power, because that's one thing I know about God. He is all power. And God is telling you, God is sending this word because those who want more, these are not the common people. And I must say this, these are those who was in the coma, who was in the coma of the pandemic. And we are people of faith. I want to talk to those people today who have still in the coma of the pandemic. And we are the people of faith. And we are called people for God's reason. But for some reason, we have limped into the corner of fear. We have been afraid to move out. We have been afraid to conquer what God has given us. As society changes, prognosticators are telling you and I what's going to happen. And this may be true, but God has never betrayed his people. Can I say that again? The prognosticators are telling you what they believe, but God has never betrayed his people. Why doesn't God betray? Because God wants you to know that I don't care what they say, Holly, I will bring you forth. I know inflation's going up. I will bring you forth. The cost of bread, the cost of milk have went up, but I will bring you forth. God told us, and I cannot forget it. It happened December. It happened December 31st. It was around 11:55 and about 10 seconds on the clock, right before we got ready to go into the New Year's service. God spoke a word and God said, I I'm going to carry you through it. Hallelujah. He lets you know that I will never betray you. Why does God not? Because God doesn't even know how to do that. God doesn't know how to betray. He only knows how to love. Hallelujah. And he knows how to love you out of what you're in. He knows how to love you to your new life. He knows how to put, he knows how to love you, and that love will pull you to the better you. You just got to seek after it. My brothers and sisters, as society changes, he said, if my people, that's you and I, that would include you, because you and I are his people. Why are we his people? We are blood washed. And because we are blood washed, we have a demarcation on your life. You have a duty to seek after the things of God. I want to say it again, brothers and sisters. You have a duty to seek after the things of God. Hallelujah. I have a question. Can you stand to be blessed? I know you may have heard that question before. Can you stand to be blessed? And this is where I'm positioning us today at this question. In the place, can you stand to be blessed? Can you seek after it? Because when you seek after it, you're saying, I want to be blessed. When you seek after it, you're saying, I want to be favored. When you seek after it, you're saying, I want more. When you're seeking after it, you're saying, I know there is a predestination that's over my life, but I want my predestination to come into my manifestation so that I can live in my presence and take me to my future. I'll say it again. I want my predestination to come into manifestation so I can live in my presence and take me to my future. Tell your neighbor, I must seek after it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you seek after it? Can you reach beyond your sleepy selves? God is not through with you yet. Neither is he finished with your story. The enemy hates the purpose of God in your life. Hate the purpose of God in your life, of the life of the believer. But there is good news. God has a word for you. The reason why there is such a wind of tremendous resistance, because God is positioning you for unusual victory, for unusual glory, for unusual breakthrough. The devil don't want you to experience this glory, this breakthrough, this victory. There's going to be an open door for those of you who decide, I'm going to seek after it. I don't know about you, but something inside of me is encouraging me and telling me. The old folks sing a song says, "I believe I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be." Why? I'm seeking after something that's bigger than me. I'm seeking after something that's going to shake my presence up. I'm seeking after something that's going to turn my life around. I'm seeking after something that's going to bless me. So I'm seeking after something that's going to bless my generation. I'm seeking after something that's going to bless my unborn. What do you mean, Pastor? Yes, my grandchildren, children's children. And they can say, my grandfather sought after it, and he sought it, and he caught, hallelujah, and he captured it. And when he captured what he sought after, good God Almighty, what a blessing, what a future, what a favor, what a grace, what an anointing, what a power that God will give to those when you seek after it. Because why would he tell you to seek if it cannot be sought after? Oh, glory, if it cannot be captured. Glory to God. I want to capture it with all I have in me, not just for now, but for my future. I'm going to enjoy my now, but I'm sure getting ready to enjoy my future. Why? Because I'm seeking after the things of God. My brothers and sisters, as we look in the text, this is the Sermon of the Mount. This is the Sermon on the Mount. It is Jesus teaching the value of thoughts and intentions. In this chapter, Jesus was given instructions about the power of seeking. There is seeking wrong things, and there is seeking right things. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we can get caught up in seeking after the thing that would distract us. We can get caught up in seeking after the things that would take us off the path. But God told Job, Job told God, I won't go to the left, I won't go to the right, I will stay on the path that is set before me, because you are more important than my necessary food. My brothers and sisters, Brother Joe was letting me and you know that seeking after God is so much more important than our necessary food. Because when we find that we seek after God, He will supply, He will give us an appetite that's different from just our food. I notice how God always puts His stuff around food. Why? Because we are people who like to eat. We are people that like to satisfy our palate. And God says, I want to be the one that satisfies your palate. I want to be the one that satisfies your desire. I want to fill your place with aromas, so much aromas that when you smell the aromas, you say, oh, I'm hungry for that. Oh, all I want to do is eat here. All I want to do is stay here. I'll eat here every single day. I'll spend all I have to eat here every single day. I just only want the aroma of God in my life. And while I have the aroma, I will seek after it because it is so important that I seek. And I want to encourage you as we enter to this third phase of the year to seek after God. Because I believe if you began to seek after God, I believe someone told me a few minutes ago, a little while ago, while I was at work, they began to tell me something. I began to say, no, I'm seeking after God. They began to say, they said this and they said that. I heard what they said, but I know who I trust in. I know who I believe. I'm seeking after God. I'm seeking after His yes. Good God Almighty, you know what I'm seeking after? I'm seeking after His yes, because when He says yes, there's no devil in hell that can tell me no. When He says yes, there's no person on this earth that can tell me no. When He tells me yes, there is no circumstance or obstacle or hindrance that can block you. When He tells you yes, you begin to move in supernatural power. A supernatural strength when He tells you yes. I'm after the yes of God. Glory to God. My brothers and sisters, you can get in a place. Can I tell you, you should get to a place where you're after the yes of God, because the yes of God opens doors. The yes of God breaks yokes. The yes of God delivers. The yes of God shows favor. The yes of God will bless you. The yes of God will lift you up, because He says, I am the lifter of your head. It is His yes that will lift you. It's His yes that will bless you. It's His yes that will let you know He is God. It's His yes. And I want to let you know, brothers and sisters, that when you are in the yes of God, you will find out that He's all power, and you will find out you are all power. It's seeking after His yes. I'm after something. I'm after something. Tap your neighbor. Poke them real good. If they poke them and tell them, neighbor, I'm after something. If that neighbor like you're poking them, turn to a neighbor. Who turn to a neighbor. Maybe look around and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm after. I'm after something. Something's bigger here. Something's broiling here. Something's moving here. Can you feel the prophetic of God in the building? I'm after something. And here we find in the text, in Matthew 6, in the beginning of the text, if we go, we're down at the bottom, but if you go to the top of the text, in verse 1 through 6, God, Jesus telling them, I don't need you. I need you to seek after things that are right, things that are pure, things that are intentional. I need you to seek the things that are righteous and divine. As we peruse the text starts by telling His followers that when you do a good deed, when you give alms, when you're giving, do not give for the glory of men. Do not give for men's glory or men's satisfaction. Do not look for men to slap you on the back all the time. Do not look for somebody to say, oh, I saw what you did and it looks nice. To you it should be. It's only for His glory. I'm not seeking for my own glory or my own reward, because the Bible lets me know He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He is the one who blesses. He is, the Bible says, He's the one that promotes. He is the one that takes up. He's the one that takes down. I'm after that guy. I'm after the one that seeks, that takes up. I'm after the one who brings down. I'm after the one. I'm seeking after that one. Tell your neighbor, that's the one I seek. That's the one I seek. I seek the one that can bless. I seek the one that can say no. I seek the one that can say yes. I seek the one. I seek after Him. I seek after Him. I seek after Him. I seek after Him. When you, God says, do not, God said, because I don't want you, when you, I don't want you to give. And when you give, I don't want you to be like, oh, I done gave this or I done this, because it's your intention. Your intention is wrong. You're seeking the wrong thing. But God said, when you do it, do it in secret. Why? Because not to seek to make yourself glory before of men. Do it in secret, because when you give to God in secret, you give to God in honor. And when you give to God in honor, God will turn around and make honor give back to you. Oh, my God. See, that's something that I taught in the church today. God will make honor give back to you. That's why he said, I'd rather have a good name than silver and gold. Why? Because honor can do more for you. Honor can move you. Honor can move you from the back to the front just in honor. Honor can break. Hallelujah. Honor can break the back of the enemy in your life when you have honor. Why? Because I'm seeking after the one. That's the one I'm seeking after. That's the one I'm seeking after. All you got to do is increase your seek to your neighbor. Neighbor, increase your seek. Increase your seek. Increase your seek. God will move on you. It is anybody looking. Is anybody looking for God to move on them? I will give you a couple minutes to. I will give you a couple of moments to decide. And if we was at church, I would have you move to another. If that neighbor did not say yes, he's looking for the move of God. He's looking to seek after God for a move. I would tell you to move your seat. I would give you a few minutes to move your seat, because that's the person I don't want to be around. The one that's not seeking after God, because he that seeks after God, God will show up on them. And when God shows up on them, they can't help. When they get by me, it begins to rub off on me, because I preached the message a long time ago that he is a sticky God. The chapter moves, and it talks about seeking God, the language of seeking and the posture of prayer. Jesus said to the disciples, he said to the people, he said to the ones that were there, he said to seek to bring the activity of heaven on earth. That thing right there has me stuck over the last 2 weeks. I can park right there and preach all day. Have the activity of heaven on this earth. You need, can I tell you, brothers and sisters, all you need is the activity of heaven on your earth. Can you say that with me? All I need is the activity of heaven on my earth. Because when you seek for the activity of heaven upon your earth, something happens. There, heaven will cause an atmospheric shift. That cause an atmospheric shift speaks of gravity change. And when the atmospheric shift happens on your earth, the gravity pulls happen. And when gravity pulls happen, what comes up must come down. What goes down must come up. When you have heaven touch your earth, there's going to be an atmospheric shift. And when there is an atmospheric shift, what happens? It causes a gravity pull. And when a gravity pull is pulled in the atmosphere, what was up now comes down. And down what was down now comes earth. There becomes a shift in your whole life. Because when God gives you an atmospheric shift, he comes to bring what's down up, and what's up comes down. That's why he says, I'm the lifter of your head. Why? Because your head was down then. Now your head is up. Glory to God. There's an atmospheric shift when you begin to seek after God. And the Bible says that while you're seeking after God, when your atmosphere changes, this is what happens. Whatever he loosed in heaven shall be loosed on earth. Whatever you bind in heaven shall be bound on earth. Have you noticed that it aligns itself with Jesus' prayer? Jesus says, Father, hallowed be thy name, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's a wonderful statement. Jesus says, in heaven. That's why he says, whatever you bound on earth shall be loose in, or whatever shall be loose on heaven shall be loose in earth. Hallelujah. You got to know there's coming an atmospheric shift in your life. All you need is the activity of heaven. Why? Because heaven activity will release daily bread. Heaven's activity will release Jesus' word in effectiveness on this earth. Heaven's activities will cause the operation of the government of his will to be in activation. The operation, oh my God, of the counsel of his will be in operation when you have your atmospheric change, when you begin to seek after God to come on the earth. Can I ask the question, what are you seeking for? Can I tell you my question? Can I tell you my answer? Please allow me to take a little liberty and tell you what I'm seeking after. I'm seeking after seeing God be great in your life. That is my seek, not for me to be lifted up, but to see you come up and to see you enjoy God, to see you have the better quality of life. What are this thing called pastor. This thing called pastor has triggered something different in me. I believe God don't want me just to shine. I believe God wants all of us to come up. And when all of us come up, what a time we will be. It's just not about me. It's about all of us. And if we seek together, can you imagine what God can do if we begin to seek after the very same thing? Hallelujah. That is pastor's seek. I want God to be great in your life. Glory to God. And there's a power right there, living in the truth, not just hallelujah. And when you begin to seek after God, you begin to abide in his divine truth. That is power right there, living in truth, not your truth, but the living way of God. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you are made free, it's hard for you to accept bondage. When you are made free, it's hard for you to even live in bondage. You know, I've been made free, and because I've been made free, I got experience to be made free. And because I'm made free, I know God, hallelujah, I must keep seeking after the things that keep me free. We sing a song in the church. The song says, no more chains, no more bondage. I'm free today. There's power in freedom. And I need you to do a prophetic hand movement. No more chains, no more bondage, no more things holding me. Freedom, freedom. And because I'm free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I need you to shake yourself. I need to shake your hands and shake your hand and let it know there's no bondage on me. I'm free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm seeking after, and because I'm seeking after God, things are starting to fall off of me. Hallelujah. The weight's starting to fall off of me. Why? I'm seeking after it. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's why I love the story of Jesus. He was seeking after something that was bigger than he was. And matter of fact, that right there just blows my mind. Here is Jesus seeking after something that's bigger than he was. And you say, Pastor, what do you mean? How can Jesus seek after something that's bigger than he was? Well, the Bible tells me that one day he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, they came after him and he began to pray. And he prayed three times. He prayed, oh my God, he prayed the thing of prayer. Prayer three times. There it is again. He prayed, and when he prayed to the Father, if it could, let this cup pass by me. If it would, let this cup pass by me. And Jesus says, no, Father, nevertheless my will, but your will be done. You mean to tell me that Jesus was seeking after something bigger than him? Yes, he was. That's why I love this story. He was seeking something bigger than him, that after he came out of the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit led him to. See, after he came out of the Jordan River, the voice of the Lord was all over him. Everywhere that Jesus went, the voice of the Lord was there. And all of a sudden, he came out of the Jordan River. And when Jesus came out of the Jordan River, there was the voice of God. But the voice of God sent him to the Holy Spirit, sent to the wilderness. And while he was in the wilderness, he told the devil, I'm seeking after something. Glory to God. And when he came out of the wilderness, you mean to tell me, Jesus says, nevertheless, your will be done, not my will. And he called his will nevertheless. You mean Jesus called his will nevertheless? Let's look at the will of Jesus, if you can, just for a couple of seconds. And I'm coming home just about right now. Let's look at the will of Jesus. Jesus says, my will was to do the will of the Father. And because I'm doing the will of the Father, when he went to the wilderness, he told the devil, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm seeking after something. Jesus came out of the wilderness to tell you something, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I'm seeking after something. He went and got some disciples to share the burden of his seek. I still believe Jesus is after disciples who will seek after him. There's power in your seek. Tell your neighbor, write it down in the chat. There's power in your seek. When you're seeking after when you're seeking, your appetite begins to change. When you're seeking, your desires begin to change. When you're seeking, your habits begin to change. I'm after something. That calling in me has become a voice that cannot be, the voice that will not be silent. There's a voice in me that will not be silent because I'm after something from the Lord. And when God puts a seek in you, there is an anointing that comes with a seek. To your brother and sister, sister and brother, there's an anointing that comes with the seek. And now that I'm seeking after God, hallelujah, I know that there's some challenges in my life, but I'm still seeking after God. I know there's some ups and some downs, but I'm seeking after God. My desire begins to change. My habits begin to change. There's a calling in me that cannot be quiet because I'm seeking after something. The Bible tells me I must press toward the mark of the high calling. I'm seeking after it. I can imagine when Jesus was in Gethsemane and the place of crushing, praying heavy all of the time, and he heard the voice of the Lord. And while there's something inside of Jesus that said, I cannot quit, I'm after something. There's something beyond the now. Tell your brother and your sister, there's something beyond the now, and I'm after it. I must attain it. I must get it. But here is Jesus and the will of Jesus. And what I like about the will of Jesus, the will of Jesus walked on water. The will of Jesus began to heal Jairus' daughter. The will of Jesus healed the 12-year-old girl. And the lady with the issue of blood who just happened to be there, she began to pull on the arm and the garment of God. And the Bible tells me that Jesus said to her, who touched me? Tell me that was the will of Jesus. There was blind Bartimaeus who said, oh, son of David, have mercy on me. That was the will of Jesus. It was the will of Jesus that said, five fishes. Is there anybody here that's hungry? Give me something to feed the folks with. And there's a little boy that came out the crowd and he said, here is my bag. Good God Almighty, I think Jesus is looking for somebody to say, here is my bag. All I got in it is two fishes and five loaves of bread, but here is my bag. I'm not seeking to be fed with this lunch today. I'm seeking for something greater. Can you imagine a little boy who said, here's my bag, here's my lunch. I know this is good to me. Mama probably fixed his lunch, but he said, Jesus, I'm after something bigger. And if you can use anything, you can use me, God, because I'm after something bigger than me. And here is Jesus. He walked on the water. He said, nevertheless, this is his nevertheless. Can you hear the master say, God, he wants something of me. Jesus said, nevertheless, your will be done. You mean to tell me, God, those things are just tools and gifts that God has granted me. Jesus said, what my will is just gifts and callings. Hallelujah. But I'm seeking after something. I'm seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. There it is again. I must park here and acknowledge God. What are all things? The Bible tells me that all these things shall be added. I like that thing. It has a ring to it. I believe my Bible reads in the same book. I believe the Bible. You know the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E is just a book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. And I believe your Bible reads that if any man, that is impossible with man, it's possible with God. Your Bible reads, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper. I'm seeking to release the all things. The all things has power, and the all thing is Jesus in your life. Tell your neighbor, I discovered what the all things is, and the all things is Jesus in my life. Jesus said, I am life, I am truth, I am the blood of life, I am the true vine, I am the resurrection, I the power. I'm the deliverer. I'm your guide. I'm your shepherd. Seek after. Yeah, hallelujah. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. That's why my soul, old folks sing a song, and I'm coming to a close. Old folks sing a song, my soul seeks to please you. Watch out, I'm getting ready to dance, seeking God. My soul seeks to please you. My soul is my mind. My soul is my thinker. My soul is my intellect. My soul is my senses. My soul is my thought process. My soul is my will. My soul. Thank you, Jesus. I'm seeking after you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Is there anybody in the room seeking more, seeking to move higher, seeking to live less? Can you stand? Ask your neighbor one last time. Can you stand to be blessed? I'm seeking after my future. I'm seeking after my generation. I'm seeking after divine revelation. I'm seeking after divine manifestation. I'm seeking after. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor for the very last time. Get your seek. Seek him. Seek him. Seek to please him. Seek to love him. Seek to praise him. Seek to thank him. Seek to bless him. Seek to tell him he's good. Seek to love on him. Seek to trust him. I will trust the Lord. Tell your neighbor, seek after him. Seeking. Seeking after him. Seeking after him. When you begin to seek, you will rise again. When you begin to seek, there will be a cross. Let me be very front with you. When you begin to seek, there will be a cross. But in your crossing over, hallelujah. When you seek in God, there will be a cross. But that cross is a crossing over. And when you cross over, what you thought was dead, what you thought couldn't happen, what you thought couldn't be. I heard the Lord Thursday, and the Lord told me to tell the people to dream again. He says, I need you to dream again. Dream of your family being like you want your family to be. Dream of the car you want to have, and dream of how you want to move, but dream of it. Why? Because I will answer. I am a dream answerer. He said, if you seek after me, Holly, I will withhold nothing from you. And this is where I stand with you, my brothers and sisters. And this is something that God has placed on my heart. He says, I will withhold nothing from you. You ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I like that nothing from me. Because I'm looking for more than just, I want to be blessed so much that I give you some. I want to be blessed so much you take what I give you and you give it to somebody else. I'm seeking after the overflow of God. I'm seeking after living in the overflow of God. Seeking after will have you crossing over. Seeking after will roll the stone away. Seeking after will start your next. Seeking has a currency connection that God needs to release in you, that you don't have to do it by yourself. Seeking will release the shift in your life to shift you from present to future. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, seeking God is a major. When you begin to talk about messages like this, seeking God and praying and fasting, it seems as though the church get real quiet and real empty. When you begin to talk about seek, give, fasting, prayer, those are the biggest storehouses of power in the kingdom. Seeking, praying, giving. Oh my God. Oh my God. Seeking, praying, giving. Those are the biggest storehouses of power. And everybody gets silent. I'm telling you, something is alive in me. This message series called I Am Not Powerless. Something is alive in me that I really believe that God wants us, you and I, to seek after the greater glory that's yet to be revealed. And I'm determined, and I'm done, I'm determined to see the glory of God in the land of the living, to see homes restored, and to see families back together. I want to see the hospitals empty. I know they have doctors. Hospital empty. But I believe the song said, I shall have what I believe. It belongs to me. I shall have what I believe. I believe it belongs to me. I shall have what I decree. I believe it belongs to me. One more time. I shall have what I decree. I believe it belongs. Yes, I'll to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I will agree, and my answer will be,
and my answer will be, yes.
And my answer will be,
and my answer will be,
and my
yes.
answer will be, yes,
and my.
Sisters, I believe that all my heart. I'm seeking after the great biggest yes. I'm seeking, come on. You gotta write that down in the chat. I am seeking my yes. Oh, I'm seeking my yes. I need you to write that down in the chat. I'm seeking my yes. And my answer will be yes, and my answer will be yes,
and my answer will be,
and my answer will be,
and my answer will be,
and my answer will be yes,
and my answer will be,
and my answer will. I believe there's a yes that God wants to release to you. I really believe there's a yes that God wants to believe to you. Yes, yes, that's it. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart. From the bottom
of my heart.
From the depths of my soul.
To the depths of my soul.
We say. Sisters, right now, there is power in yes. There is power in yes. There's power in yes. Come on, you are right. Come right with me. I am not powerless. I have a yes. Come on. I have a yes. Come on. I am not powerless. I have a yes. I am not powerless. I have a yes. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know right now we're getting ready to give. And there's power in giving. I'm preaching that next week. There's a power in my give. There's a power in my give. Hallelujah. There's a power in my gift. Ah. There's a power in my giving. Not just currency, but a yes. My life, my will, my decision-making process. There's a power in my yes. Whoa. There's a power in my yes. Whoa. There's a power in my yes. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes. There's a power in my yes. There's a power in my yes. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes, Lord.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, there's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
I'm about to dance. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, there's a power in my yes.
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 Hallelujah. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, oh, oh. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Come on. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
One more time. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Power in the yes. We're going to give. Your giving says yes. Your seed sowing says yes. And when you say yes, there's a covenant that God has between you and I in the giving. And that covenant activates the powers of heaven for you and for me. So get your, so there is ways we give. We have text to give, cash app to give. And we do, and we have the old-fashioned way. We're gonna get ready to give, so pull your offering out, pull your digital device out. We're gonna give together. Power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, oh. There's a power in my yes.
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 Come on, tell the Bible. Oh, there's a power in my yes.
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 There's a power in my yes, yes, yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Our brothers and sisters, as we get ready to give, I'm asking those, I'm looking for partners who will partner with us for the place of promise. We're on the move. Come on, get your offering together. We're going to give together. We're going to give together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my tithe and offering is me saying yes to a covenant that you made with us. My tithe and offering saying yes, I agree. Shunday to you. With what you have said concerning me, my tithe and offering makes a sound. Thank you, Jesus. And today, God, let my tithe and offering open a door that cannot be closed. Bring health, wellness, because I am a good steward. Come on, you say, I am a good steward of what God has given me. We're going to say it together. I shall receive. Press down. Shake it together. And running over. This is the covenant which God has made and sworn to his people. Cannot be broken. Cannot be altered. Cannot be otherwise. This is my yes, opening my covenant. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Come on, give your offering. There's a power in my yes. There's a power.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, oh, there's a power.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, there's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Yes, it is. There's a power in my yes.
There's a power
in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in my yes. Come on, First Lady. There's a power in my yes. Oh, there's a power, Shane.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power saying yes.
There's a power in my yes.
Oh, oh, there's a power in my yes saying yes.
There's a power in my yes.
There's a power in your yes. Be not weary, my brother, my sister, in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Keep on saying yes. Hallelujah. Keep on seeking. Keep on running. My grandmama and them used to sing a song. I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet, because they knew the power of the word. Keep on keeping on. Be not weary
in
your well-doing, because there's a power in your yes. Hallelujah. You ought to encourage somebody on tonight. Type it in the screen, please. Let somebody know that there's a power when you say yes to your will, God. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll obey. Yes, I'll give. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do just that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. My answer is yes. Whatever you need from me, God. Hallelujah. Because I'm a soldier in your army, and soldiers do not say no. They say yes. And guess what? There's a power in their yes. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm sending virtual hugs and kisses on you tonight. I thank you so much for deciding to join Pop today with the great praise and worship that's gone forth and the awesome, awesome, awesome word of God. Hallelujah. If you don't remember anything else on tonight, remember there's a power in your yes. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it feels like, there's a power in your yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to remind you of our announcements on tonight. I want to remind you that we are still in connection with Solutions of Life Ministries, offering counseling in every single area of your life. Please contact our pastor, Cynthia Terry, at the number that's listed on the screen or the email, or you can reach out to us, and we will get you that help that you need. We are also still in connection with Desire Thy Portion Ministries. Our people of God need items. We need t-shirts, shorts, jeans, Snickers, underwear, blankets. Wintertime is coming. It's about 6-7 months away, but we're still going to need those items as well. Give cards, money. We're thinking ahead. We want to help and assist the people of God, our brothers and sisters that are in need. So please, please give. If you want to give our sister, Soldier Darlene, a call or send her an email, that information is there on the screen for you. The Cash App is there, $DesireThy. Amen. So please, please give to this ministry in any way that the Lord has for you to give. We are also still campaigning for our home. We are securing, in the process of securing a location. We will need items at that location. So please, please, please give whatever the Lord has for you to give. Want to remind you also that when you are giving, please put an address on your seat. If it's Pop, say Home for Pop. If it's for Desire Thy Portion Ministry, say that. If you're believing God for something and you're sowing a seed in that area, put that on there. We want to know what your giving is so that when we see that, we'll be praying in agreement with you. Amen. I want to say happy birthday to all of the birthdays for second quarter. I believe we're coming to the end of June. I know our dear friend, Pastor Cynthia Terry had a birthday on this month. I want to say happy birthday to you, my sister, and may God bless you with 200 more years. Amen. With us. Yes, yes, my sister. So if you have any birthdays in June, please go ahead and type those in the screen. We want to shout you out. We have some birthdays coming up for the third quarter. We'll announce those as we get into the third quarter. Amen. I believe that is it. I love you guys so much. If you have any prayer requests, please go ahead and put those prayer requests. Hey, Sandra, today is her mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Sandra's mom. Woo, woo. May God bless you. May God bless you with 200 more years too, baby. In the name of Jesus, health, life, and strength to you. Amen. Any prayer requests, please go ahead and type those in the screen. I'm sending virtual hugs and kisses to you all. I love you. I love you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Please keep my cousin Lily Howard in prayer. I got word that he is in the hospital. I believe he's in ICU. He's having some breathing problems. He's been having some issues for a while. So please, please keep him in your prayers. It's Lily Howard and the Howard family. Amen.
Bless you. Angela Harris, we're praying for your grandchildren. I saw it earlier, and I would not leave it. But when you said that, when you said your request, I believe we were saying he will show up. I'm telling you, it's something about us saying that, and you come into agreement, he will show up. And I'm telling you, he will show up. Sheila, he will show up. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you now, Lord. We send this to our family members, those who are in covenant care with us, God, that you will show up. We have testimony, and we have testimony over testimony, text message over text message, that you will show up. And Father, we come into agreement that you will show up. And surely you will, for we believe you and we trust you for it in Jesus. And we shall have a testimony, and you shall have a testimony of what God had done for you. I want to bless you in Jesus' name. You guys, you pray for us. We are close to signing a secure agreement for our building, and we're gonna be doing some things. But I believe that building's there. But I think something's greater is coming around the corner as well. I just believe it with all my heart. Continue to pray for us, because I'm telling you, there's something about him showing up. Okay, he might go start the track. Go start the track. Vivian Barnes, we are praying for you. And can I tell you this? The Lord said there's an atmosphere if he will show up. There is an atmosphere of he will show up. And I'm prophetically telling you that he will show up. He's going to come through for you and your family. Trust me when I say that he's, trust us when we say we believe God and we've seen God do it too many times. And believe you me, he will show up. The Lord told me something. We got to go because I start preaching again. But he told me. He said, you know what? Who do you trust? And I said, you. He said, who do you trust? I said, you. He says, I will show up. Yeah. Hallelujah. He will show up. Me and Cookie been married 28 years. And every time we needed God, showed up. We needed healing. Showed up. We need a miracle. Yeah. Showed up. When he needed to come in and just resurrect some things in life, he showed up. He does. He will show up. We're a living witness.
I'm reminded, the Holy Spirit just gave me this for somebody. I don't know who this is for, but this is for somebody who is believing God for healing. I want to let you know something. Many, many years ago, I got a call saying that my mama was in the hospital. They didn't know what happened. They didn't know what was wrong. All they knew was that she was in ICU. They didn't think she was going to make it. I got on the elevator, and I had to go someplace and pray and cry because I didn't want to cry in front of my sisters. I didn't want to cry in front of my family because the doctor said, I don't know. She ain't going to make it. So I get on the elevator to go down to the cafeteria. As soon as I hit the elevator, hit the button, I was on the elevator by myself. I heard the Holy Spirit say, whose report will you believe? Will you believe that doctor's report that says she ain't going to make it? Or will you believe my report? I am the healing God. I always have, and I always will be. I'm here for you. I'm going to show up. That doctor told us he didn't know what it was. He still don't know today. I'm telling y'all, maybe 15 years ago. My mama is healthy. She's doing well. They told us that it was only 5 people that the hospital, and whoever his medical colleagues were that dealt with this situation. Guess what? My mama was the 5th one. Only one survived. Guess who the one that was? The others didn't make it. Hallelujah! But because he showed up, I believe his report. So I want to encourage you on tonight, whatever you are facing, if the doctor says no, if they call a family in to the very last minute, I'm going to believe that my God will show up because I'm going to believe his report. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the lawyer says. I don't care what the job says. You better believe the report of the Lord. Amen.
He will show up.
He will show up.
I'm a living witness. He will show up.
He will show up.
This is how good God is. Our son, the baby boy, he's a Michael Jackson fan, and he was dancing for my mama. And he danced, and when he fell, he hit his top of his head. A terrible scratch. And he was bleeding profusely. And we run up, we said, should call the ambulance? My mama said, no, don't call no ambulance. I said, mama, why? My mama grabbed him, pinched his head together, and said, when I see you polluted in thy blood, I say, pass by thee. And she got, I don't know how he was able to get that mark, that blood on top of his head, under control. But when she prayed, oh my God, God showed up just like that. And we got to the hospital. He still got the mark today. But that's a mark for him to realize when they look at that forehead, God showed up because it could have went the other way. And I'm telling you right now, brother, sister, God will show up in your life. We want to let you know that he will show up. Sheila, he gonna show up. Karen, he gonna show up. Sanja, he gonna show up. Vivian, he gonna show up. Jana, he gonna show up. Santa, he gonna show up. Y'all want you to know he gonna show up. Everybody, he gonna show up. He will show up. Glory to God. We're gonna leave you with that. He will show up.
He will show up.
Oh, he will show up. Good and his mercies endure forever. We believe him and we trust him and we love him. We pray that God protect you from things seen and things unseen, and that the grace of God, the peace of God, glory, hallelujah, good glory, the grace of God, the peace of God, the presence of God go with you today, now, and forevermore. until we see you right smack dab back here. We pray for you and we cover you. We love this church and we love your people. God, you be blessed.